Companies have long had gyms and wellness programs. Some use them as recruiting perks. Others just wanted healthy, happy employees. Those are still factors, but the focus now is more on the bottom line. Studies show companies can save 5% or more in health care premiums if workers are fit. Dee Eddington is a national health expert who recently talked to Wisconsin benefits managers. The Michigan professor says companies can cut costs by shifting their wellness efforts from the sickest and costliest to the majority of employees who are already fit and won't need expensive medical treatment if they stay that way.
They're the healthy people, they're your champions. Any business knows that it's easier to keep a good customer than to go get a new customer. So keep your good customers.
Eddington says wellness programs need 80% participation to be cost-effective for private companies or public agencies. He suggests improving the nutrition of what's in the vending machine and making stairs more attractive for walking by piping in music or painting the walls. In the stairwell of Madison's City County building, signs are posted to encourage walkers. Kathy Andrews is very familiar with the signs. She's coordinator for Madison's Fit City program.
You made it. Didn't that feel good? And it's got some nice pictures of a building and a person walking.
The latest effort to get employees to exercise involves noontime walks around the Capitol. On a recent cold, gray day, only 4 people showed up. One was the walk coordinator, Becca Lewis.
Challenges. Lots of challenges to get people moving. We're trying to overcome obstacles.
Despite the reluctance of some employees to work up a sweat, Eddington told benefits managers that fitness centers are generally a good investment. As for getting employees to lose weight, the national health expert says the past 30 years of America's growing girth indicates that may be a losing battle. He says it's often difficult for employers to reduce the outside stress that may be causing people to put on the extra pounds. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.